It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y. It's time for Wisecrackin' with Winter.
I'd rather watch Jell-O get hard.
It's good to be back. Hi, everybody. It's Monday, and it's another new episode. It might be a little different wherever you're from. I mean, it's a day that ends in Y. It's time for Wisecrackin' with Winter. But as promised, I'm putting out more shows than ever to waste your time.
Well, anyway.
So today I got Paul on.
I don't give a screw.
But right now he's going through O.J. Simpson tweet videos to find just the right one to torture us with. There's a lot going on. I just got done watching NFL football. I was watching the Patriots and the Ravens go at it, and that was a hell of a game that ended up costing me a lot of money. And I think that'd be a good time to bring in our good friend, Producer Paul. Producer Paul, are you there?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? Are you enjoying
good.
Your extra $20?
Yeah, I've been thinking about all the ways I can spend that. I could get like a case and a half of hams.
You could get a new Bluetooth headset.
Maybe.
Replace your other $20 pair.
Yeah. I think that was $40, but maybe the price has come down now.
Oh, I think we should lead off the show with your trip to Denver. I mean, everybody out there is a big fan of Denver, I'm sure. I'm sure we have maybe a couple of fans in Denver. So how did Denver go?
Denver was all right.
Yeah? So what'd you do?
Got a little snow. Didn't stick around, though. Didn't make it too uncomfortable for getting around town.
That's good. So why were you in Denver?
My wife was there for a work conference, so I just tagged along.
Right on. Hey, you're a good husband. You're a good guy for doing that. Did you have to like buy your own ticket for that?
I did.
Oh, out of your own pocket.
Yep. I had to buy my own regular class ticket on Southwest Airlines.
So you're seeing the bright lights in big city of Denver. And I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but it's legal to buy weed in Denver now.
I would have never guessed that.
That's what they say.
Did you give it a whirl?
Oh, I don't know. Do you think it's okay to talk about that if we're like in states where it's not legal?
Well, we're in Minnesota and Indiana respectively, and both of those states, it is illegal. But if you bought it in Denver, it's legal in Colorado. So you can go ahead and you can talk about your experience.
As long as I didn't sneak it back rolled up in my butt crack.
Right.
Then I'm fine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Were you thinking about that?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about it.
Maybe shoving a bong up your ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sneak that back?
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked the lady at the little store.
Well, take us through it. I mean, you're getting a little too far ahead. So what's it like now in downtown Denver? Is it like gas station, weed store, weed store, gas station? I mean, are there so many?
No, there's no gas stations. Actually, I was probably because I'd been to Denver like 20 plus years ago. And I didn't spend much time there, but it seems like it's grown up quite a bit. They got like the light rail trains and stuff going all different directions.
Wow.
I don't think they had any of that when I was there before, and they got free buses downtown. So
wow, they got it all.
It's kind of a toddling little town out there in the middle of the West.
It's probably because everybody's stoned. So now they got free buses, light rail. So, you know, all the stoners don't have to drive.
Yeah, it makes sense, don't it? All that investment they made in transit was in anticipation of getting ready for legal weed.
That's a city that plans ahead.
You don't see that too often.
No, not where you're from.
So yeah, there were a number of marijuana dispensaries.
Are they called haberdasheries?
Sprinkled around the down. No, I don't think they offer hats.
No, a haberd. Oh, is that a hat store? A haberdashery?
I believe so.
Ah. I don't know why I even thought of that. So anyway, you picked one at random, or did you look it up on Yelp?
Make sure. Yeah, no, we just randomly were walking along and toddled our way into one.
Ah, was there a bell on the door? Like ding, ling, ling. You come in, you know.
No, but it's kind of weird because you go in the front door, and there's like a lady sitting at a desk, like right in front of you as you come in.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, can I see your ID? It's like, okay. And then they're in a room that's like full of like t-shirts with like, you know, I don't know, catchy little phrases about weed on them.
Like what? What were some of the ones that stuck out to you?
You know, I don't remember them, but.
Wow, the weed must have been that strong.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What's the magical date where everybody's supposed to smoke weed? Is that 4/18 or something like that?
4/20, dude.
4/20. Were there a couple of 4/20 shirts where you're thinking about picking one up?
I would say no.
I'm sure there were some 4/20 shirts, but I don't know. You know, like there were shirts, they said things like Rocky Mountain High.
Ah, I get it.
You know.
Is it because you're high up in the mountains and you're smoking marijuana? Is that the joke?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, they probably had a shirt that said, yes, I know I smell like weed.
Clever.
You know, something like that.
Right. So you got by the Gestapo, you got by the checkpoint, then what happens?
Yeah, well, they walk you back like into another room, so you got to go through like another door. And then like the smaller room is where they've got their, you know, their stuff, but
mm-hmm.
Honestly, it really wasn't all that. I don't know, like I didn't really see a whole lot of, you know, buds and leaves and whatever. I mean, I'm probably not even using the right terminology.
Were there guys in the store, like with long hair, playing Frisbee? Was there a Grateful Dead playing anywhere or some Dave Matthews band?
I don't think so. It was actually a little like awkward because there was nobody else there.
Mm.
So we're the only ones there and the lady's talking to us and I'm like, yeah, let me get an edible. They just had like, they had some like weird taffy bar. She was calling it a gummy, but then I'm like, where's this gummy? And it's like, it actually turns out like it's like a freaking taffy bar. Like, that's not a gummy. That's like a freaking gigantic bar of Laffy Taffy.
Which... Didn't she used to refer to your wiener as a long piece of taffy?
Me? No, I don't remember ever swore. Doing that.
You used to say that, like, you know, going to play with my taffy or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, so.
Doesn't ring a bell.
It's whatever.
Anyway, I settled on a red velvet cookie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, just one?
Just one, because I didn't want to overdo it, because I've heard, you know, with the edibles, you eat a little bit and then you don't feel anything and you eat a bunch more and then you're like messed up because it takes too long to kick in.
Uh-huh. What do they mean by messed up? Like you're mega paranoid or you're seeing things?
I don't know. Maybe you just get like, I don't know if you get like lightheaded or get a stomach ache or what, I don't know.
So anyway, so you bought a couple of cookies and you thanked the good woman and you, how much did you plunk down for that?
Yeah, she said a cookie was she said it was like a good dose, so you should get a good, you know, feeling out of that, but it was like $15 for two cookies.
$15 for two cookies. Were they like the size of your hand, like a giant cookie?
They weren't really that big.
Okay. They're small. Okay.
Apparently, they were $10 a piece, but it was buy one, get the second one half off because it was during the 4/20 hour. because it was between 4:20 and 5:20, I guess.
All right.
So, I never really knew what the 4:20 thing, like what the origin of that is, but
I think Dave Matthews talks about it in a lot of his songs.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So you leave the store with your two cookies. So do you mow yours down right away?
I ate half right away, and then I waited, I don't know, an hour and a half or something, and ate the other half.
Did you feel the need to wander into a vinyl record store?
And, you know, I would have liked to have gone into a record store and found some nice used CDs, because I like to buy CDs now that, you know, nobody's buying them anymore.
Well, that's not really the hip and with it and cool thing to do. The cool thing to do is to buy vinyl.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I'm not into vinyl at all.
Ah.
What?
So no vinyl.
No, you can go scratch that all you want. So, I guess don't worry, they'll make more now.
So you were stoned in the CD store, or you couldn't find a CD store?
No, we actually went to a movie. We went to the movie theater to watch the Joker movie.
Now, okay, dude, that's a strong choice. So you ate an edible to catch a buzz, and then you wander into the Joker.
Yeah.
So, did it kick in during the movie at all?
I mean, I guess it would make a lot better story if I told you it did, and like, I was laughing hysterically the whole movie, but...
Right.
Man, let's go with that. Let's pretend that's what happened.
Can I interject with a humorous weed story? Once me and a Colombian friend of mine got stoned, and then we saw Titanic.
Really?
Yeah. And we couldn't stop laughing all the way through it. And then we really started laughing when the boat was going down. And we got a lot of dirty looks from people in the audience. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
I got a Colombian friend myself, and I know they're pretty laugh prone.
Yeah,
even without any intoxicating substances. So, I can imagine how that could really go down.
It was weird how much this guy loved to laugh, considering he had relatives in the Medellin cartel.
But still, really?
Yeah, somehow he kept his sense of humor. So anyway, you're sitting through the Joker, and you don't get much of a high in there?
Yeah, no, I never really felt that much.
Huh.
I tried to supplement it with a beer. I feel like I felt a little bit when I had the beer, but...
Uh-huh.
After that, just didn't give me too much.
So you were nice and relaxed, right?
Yeah, a bit, I guess. Yeah.
Were you relaxed enough to go to the concession stand, purchase a large bucket of popcorn with extra butter, and then maybe cut a hole in the bottom of it for a little risque goings on in another city?
Okay, so funny you should ask, because I did go get a large bucket of popcorn.
Okay.
And then I started to, you know, make a hole in the bottom of it. and I was going along, but the thing was, the bucket of popcorn was so damn big.
Right.
I mean, there's no way that anybody was going to get like 3/4 of the way through it, which was what would have needed to happen for fun. So.
Right.
So yeah, that didn't work out quite so well either. The thing is, you got it. My advice to the kids out there would be to make sure you get the small bucket of popcorn.
Good choice. Good idea.
Keep that in mind. The large bucket might not work out so well, or you'll be eating a lot more popcorn than you planned on.
And if your date doesn't feel like acting like a degenerate and sticking her hand in there. I mean, you could always just stick your own hand in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But still, you know, a lot of popcorn to get through.
It is a lot.
Well, but guess, you know, when like the yeah. when the small is like $7 and the large is only like $9, you feel like you're getting a much better deal when you buy the large because it's, you know.
But who needs that much popcorn?
3 times as big.
Nobody needs that much popcorn. As long as we're at it, we'll you're at the Joker. I saw the Joker, so we'll take a timeout from the weed. What did you think of the Joker? I mean, it's the number one movie in America.
Dude, I can't even remember. I must have been more stoned than I thought.
Seriously?
I mean, well, I actually have, like, serious memory problems.
Dude, I guess.
I think it was pretty much exactly what I expected it to be, which was, like, I don't know, not that interesting.
Not that interesting.
It's like, oh, the Joker, he's a violent, evil man. Why? Because, oh, he got crapped on in life. Like surprise.
They should have threw you a real curveball and you had, like, a great childhood, went to a prep school, was raised in Minneapolis, you know, a nice place.
I mean, they threw in that little wrinkle of, like, he thought that Bruce Wayne was his brother.
Yeah, that.
But then it turns out he wasn't, I guess, so.
Right.
So what, he's upset because, I mean, he thought Bruce Wayne was his brother? Or, like, he should be less upset now, I guess. What is he? Who's he upset with? I don't even know.
I think he was more upset, and I hope we're not ruining the movie for people. You can fast forward it.
I hope we are. Save yourself $12.
Wow. I think it was a good movie. Is it the best movie I've ever seen?
Yeah, but no. You got low standards, man. You took us to low go see standards. Old Explorers.
Well, let's not go back to Old Explorers. Now people are going to look up Old Explorers. That was a bad decision. I'm the first one to admit it. we had no business being in that movie theater. Watching quite possibly.
Come on, dude. I think it'll be good.
The worst movie I've ever fucking seen.
It might
seen.
Be good. Let's go.
Old Explorers is about two older gentlemen with Alzheimer's who pretend they're going on adventures, but really they're just in a nursing home.
Sign me up for that.
All they do is, like, pull out different hats out of a trunk. You put on the hat, they're on some adventure somewhere.
You remember that movie, but you don't remember seeing The Joker last week.
Yeah, it's seared into my brain how bad that was.
Yeah, it's a rotten movie. So anyway, I like The Joker. You're lukewarm on it. Let's give it the Hustler rating.
I'd
give it I'll give it a full erection.
I give it like a 1/4.
Ooh, that's rough.
I mean, I'd like some original content. I don't know. I knew going into it that, of course, it's, you know, it's just yet another tale of a tale that's already been told. But
it was told differently this time. It was set in, like, the late 70s New York City, which is different than the other tales. I mean, where else did they really – I don't want to get too fucking far down the rabbit hole of nerd talk about comic
book
movies.
I mean, when did they make the Batman movies that the Joker was in? Probably in the 90s?
Well, was that Batman 1989? Isn't that the one with Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton? They wouldn't
beats the stuff out of me.
I'm pretty sure that was the one where they went into the whole backstory of the Joker. So anyway, I liked it. You're lukewarm on it. So you're leaving the movie theater now.
Hey, speaking of movies.
What's that?
Did you see the trailer for that Grouch movie?
A trailer for a Grouch movie?
Yeah.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're doing a Grouch movie where they do the whole backstory of how Oscar the Grouch got to be.
They are not.
Yeah, no, there's a trailer out there for it. I saw it.
You're not serious.
Let me
see
if I can find it.
Who's seen that? Well, who needs to see that? Oscar the Grouch, the Muppet that comes out of a trash can on Sesame Street, needs an entire movie about his backstory?
Hey, I mean,
I think Oscar just had gonorrhea, and that's why he was so grouchy. Or maybe he had crabs.
Well, yeah, I got it here. Let me.
You should really cue it up. Cue it up.
5 seconds.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the trailer for the Oscar the Grouch backstory movie. That's not necessary.
Damn, this smells straight like ass.
like it.
Yeah. You like trying so much, why don't you live in it?
Why don't you fight me?
Damn, Oscar, why are you such a grouch, man?
From the studio that brought you Joker and the Twisted Minds.
Oh, this is a joke.
Comes the next gritty anti-hero origin story.
Why do you think you're always in such a bad mood?
Me. Nothing's getting worse out there.
Once friendly neighborhood of Sesame Street has now become a haven of crime and corruption. I'm Guy Smiley, ABC DEFG News.
Hookers and pimps on every corner.
Now look, Prairie Dog, you want a Snuffy's hoe, okay? And Snuffy's hoes are...
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Bitch, you better shut your damn mouth for good.
People getting killed over nothing.
Give me the ducky.
Ernie! Give it to him!
Hell no, bitch! No.
And how does that make you feel?
Grouchy. Everyone calls you trash. Everyone treats you like trash.
Why don't you just become...
God, how long is this? So is that like an SNL thing or?
No, it's a serious movie that's coming out. No, yeah, it was on Saturday Night Live.
All right, because we got to give them the credit that they so richly deserve after that.
Yeah.
Did you think it was funny?
I think I'd go see that like as a parody of a stupid origin movie for a character we already know.
Right. Okay, well, make sure you check out the Oscar the Grouch prequel bit on SNL. Don't miss it. Unless you thought, you know, after listening to that 4-minute clip that you've heard enough. So we got to finish your weed story. So you left the Joker. And then what'd you do? Were you full-blown high by then?
I guess so. Because I don't even remember, man.
Really?
Yeah, unless we just went back to our hotel and called it a night because my wife had to get up early in the morning.
I thought you were at some hotel playing 60s pinball machines.
Oh, yeah, that was before we went to the movie.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, the old 60s pinball that was free. Only half the flippers worked, but... You know, what do you expect for free?
Well, that's quite the crazy tale. I'm glad you had such a fun trip, man.
Yeah, so, you know, what I think people are wondering is, when are you guys going to get with it and have legal weed up there in Minnesota?
You know what I'm wondering is, when are people going to get with it and hire Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty? You know him, Paul Lambie. He's over at Carpenter Realty. You want to get out of that house. And you've been waiting for the right freelancer to do it. And here he is sitting on my phone right here. Paul Lambie, you know, Carpenter Realty over in Indianapolis. Paul, why don't you tell the folks about some of the specials you got going right now?
One of the specials I got going right now is...
Buy one, get one free?
you buy a house and I'll get you a garage for free.
Wow.
You're full of shit.
We'll throw in a garage.
What if the house doesn't have an existing garage?
We'll find one that does.
But you just said you'd throw one in.
Not going to make you write two contracts, you know, one for the house and one for the garage.
Why don't you throw in a pool, too, while you're at it? You got a shovel? You can dig a pool for him in the backyard.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
You'd be willing to do that. Paul Lambie, you know, over there at Carpenter Realty. How do they find you, Paul?
They can go to paullambie.callcarpenter.com.
As long as I'm doing a spot, we're also on Patreon now, Paul.
That is
Patreon.
I heard something about that.
Right. You're supposed to do it. But I did it myself. It's a producer's job to do stuff like this. Anyway, so I went on Patreon and signed up Wisecracking with Winter. And Patreon is a site where you can go and you can support your favorite shows. Right now, I'd be willing to take that, you know, I'm your 10th favorite show. So, being your 10th favorite podcast, why don't you kick me a couple bucks, right? We put all of our shows out there for free. We don't charge. We're not on one of the networks where we're trying to get you. But if you can donate a few bucks, we'll improve things around here, like maybe pay Paul. Or myself, or maybe I'll get a new microphone. Or maybe I'll make enough money to move out of my dad's basement. So if you're feeling generous, and I know you are, for the price of one micro beer, you can make a difference. So head on over to Patreon. Look for Wisecracking with Winter.
Is that patreon.com?
Yes, Patreon. And
yeah,
get in
like
on the fun.
You click on the little magnifying glass there and type in Wisecrack and you come right up.
Oh, you're looking it up now. First time seeing it.
Yep. You see the ever popular Wisecrack and ever recognizable Wisecracking with Winter logo.
Uh-huh.
Heck, really all you gotta do is type in Wise C and you're the second listing.
Why don't you read off what our big special is right now? If you donate this, you get that. I want to see if you're really looking at it.
Welcome, and thanks for taking time to stop by. I'm Mike Winter, host and creative genius behind Wisecracking. What I hope to accomplish with Patreon donations are the following. One, get a decent microphone, for God's sake. Two, earn enough money to move out of my dad's basement. Please leave messages. I look forward to hearing from all of you. Guess what? If you become a patron to Wisecracking with Winter, you'll immediately get access to as many as one patron-only post. Well, I can see it. It says unlock this post by becoming a patron. And this is what's really going to draw the kids in. Be one of the first 10 subscribers and receive a personal phone call from me and my father. I don't know. Are you really going to be able to deliver on that?
Yeah, I can do. I can deliver on that.
I mean, you can make the call, but are you going to be able to get your dad to talk to anybody?
I'll tell my dad it's the cable company or the Dish Network. That'd
maybe
be
the special should be that. If the patrons donate enough money, they can, you know, pretend to be whoever they want.
Yeah, I think you're going to need to help me with this. You're going to need to add some stuff to this Patreon to entice the kids.
Patreon.
Yes.
.com.
Yes. Head over there.
Wisecracking.
Head over. Last spot, Evolve Entertainment. Evolve Entertainment is a company that I'm partnered with, and Evolve Entertainment handles all the entertainment needs for your upcoming event. So if you're looking for a DJ, a magician, a balloon artist, a masseuse, like a traveling masseuse, a photographer, a wedding officiant, anything that you need for your next party is at Evolve Entertainment, and they are on Facebook. because we decided not to go out and get a regular website because most everybody's on Facebook anyway. So look for the like page for Evolve Entertainment. Click on it and make sure you click like. And if you need any help here in Minnesota with an event like a wedding that you have coming up, let us handle it for you. That's Evolve Entertainment. Paul, back to you.
So what was it we were talking about before when you first called me?
OJ.
Oh, where were we? I thought we were talking about something else, but...
Trump cutting federal money for fires?
No, we definitely weren't talking about that. That sounds boring.
Hey, it's Woody. I'm on the single scene, the single scene, the single scene. I'm a groovy cat. I'm where it's at. The single scene, the single scene.
Guys, make sure you exaggerate about everything on Tinder. Your job, your car, where you live, how much money you make. And make sure to use a fake picture.
Hey, it's Woody. I'm on the single scene, the single scene, the single scene. I'm a groovy cat. I'm where it's at. The single scene, the single scene.
Well, speaking of, did you see the missed field goal by Adam Vinatieri that would have won the game for the Colts?
I'll answer that if you can answer this.
Man.
What's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
Well, one puts their hand in your pants and the other one just has their hand in their pants, probably.
One snatches your watch. The other watches your snatch.
Yeah.
What were you saying about Adam Vinatieri?
He missed a potential game-winning field goal against the Steelers.
For the Baltimore Colts.
It was so bad. Yeah. I guess they're temporarily they relocated to Indianapolis.
Well, they were stolen from Baltimore.
And well, I mean,
put in Indianapolis.
The owner owned them, so I guess like it was his team. So
they lost.
They did, but it was like the field goal miss was so bad. I don't think I've ever seen a kick missed so badly in an NFL game. Like it was a 43-yard attempt, and he wouldn't have like made it if there was another set of goalposts set up to the left of the goalposts he was supposed to be aiming at.
Why did the sperm cross the road?
It didn't want to get run over?
Because I put on the wrong sock this morning. Do you get it?
It wasn't its choice to cross the road?
Because I put a sock on my penis and masturbated into it.
So you crossed the road?
Well, like a small part of me did.
I don't know if I get it. I thought I got it, but now I'm not sure.
Vinatieri.
Terrible miss.
What does a nearsighted gynecologist and a puppy have in common?
I'm pretty sure it's like something about, you know, getting their face.
A wet nose. That's what they have in common.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There you go.
Last one. You ready? When is it okay to beat up a dwarf? It's easier if you just say, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
When he's standing next to your girlfriend and telling her that her hair smells nice. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
All right. So Vinatieri missed a field goal and the Colts lost.
Yeah, bad miss. Bad, really bad miss. Yeah.
And I guess we're going to do the NFL roundup.
I guess Harrison Butker didn't miss for the Chiefs, huh?
No, he sure didn't. And the Chiefs bested my Minnesota Vikings today by 3. What was it? 23-20? 26-23. Yeah, that was hard to watch. Not a fan of the Chiefs right now.
Well, just because they beat your team?
Yeah, I guess we might as well go around the whole league if we're going to do NFL stuff. So Minnesota loses to KC 26-23 with a backup quarterback in. What's that guy's name? Yeah. Moore? Something like that.
Matt Moore.
Matt Moore. Houston bested your London Jacksonville Jaguars 26-3. Why does Jacksonville play in London every single year? What is that about?
I think it's because their owner is like from London or something.
Oh, he's a Brit.
Well, he's a foreigner. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say he's a foreigner, but I think he is a foreigner.
I wonder why.
There's some connection there that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what Jacksonville fans, how do you think they feel about that?
About losing a home game?
Every single year.
Well, maybe they feel good about, you know, they're not spending quite as much money on season tickets. I don't know.
I don't know. It's like they're sharing a team with London. I'd feel dirty about that.
Like one game a year.
Your Buffalo Bills improved to 6-2 and they beat Washington 24-9. But Adrian Peterson is edging closer to Barry Sanders for top three all time in rushing yards.
Nobody cares.
Tennessee lost again to Carolina 20-30. What happened to
you just committed a cardinal sin of sports reporting.
Of reading it backwards? Yeah, I know. Yeah. What happened to the regular quarterback for Tennessee?
The Hawaiian guy. The Hawaiian guy, Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, Mariota. What happened to him? He head back to Maui? Gave up on football?
I don't know. Apparently he dispelled injury rumors 2 days ago, according to 24/7 Sports.
Your favorite team ever, the Miami Dolphins, bested your second favorite team, your New York Jets, 26-18.
Oh, yeah. That was one I was really sad I didn't get to watch with two of my favorite teams going at it there. The Dolphins, they get out of the way, the win, so they're not going to go 0-16. And now it's going to be a race to the bottom to see who can finish last, since both of those teams are 1-7.
Who's the worst team, Miami or your New York Jets?
I honestly think your New York Jets are worse than Miami.
Really?
Miami actually looked pretty decent for at least half the game last week against Pittsburgh. And now they actually put up a W. The Jets are terrible. Everybody was saying it would get better when Sam Darnold got back. And you just lost to the Dolphins. Le'Veon Bell is terrible.
You want to talk about blowing your career? What's with Pittsburgh Steelers? When they leave the team, their careers blow up. Antonio Brown, now Le'Veon Bell.
Well, I mean, I guess it probably speaks well to the Steelers organization that they put these guys probably in position to some extent to, just to get the most out of their talent. Of course, I mean, Brown is obviously some kind of head case.
He's a jerk off.
If you can't get your head on straight to play with the Patriots, I don't know what happened though with Patriots signed him and then the sexual assault allegations came out.
Right. Yep. So he was
Patriots didn't know about that and that's why they cut him.
Oh, they knew about it. He was harassing some physical therapist, like texting her. And then so she went to the team about it. And then he was done. But I'm sure they already had an inkling of what's going on with Antonio Brown.
Oh, that
Brown.
Was happening while he was with the Patriots?
Yes. Yeah. Or it was ongoing or something. Fuck Antonio Brown. My dad had it right.
What he should be put in a small box and shipped somewhere where there is no such thing as football.
The cheating Philadelphia Eagles bested your Chicago Bears 22-14 today.
Oh, is that why the Bears lost? Because the Eagles cheat?
I think they're a bunch of cheaters, but then again, the Bears suck a dick. They're awful. What happened to your Chicago Bears?
I'll tell you, but is that why they beat the Vikings in the NFC Championship game a couple years ago? Did they cheat?
They cheated. Cheat to
did
win.
They? I missed that. What?
They what were, they here's what happened. They were harassing Vikings fans in the stands.
Oh,
our purple noticed what was going on up there in the stands and became distracted.
Oh,
that's what happened. That's why
we
lost.
Not fair at all. Didn't you, somebody should have told them they were supposed to treat you guys with Minnesota nice.
Why do the Bears suck so much hard dick now? They looked great at the beginning of the year. Didn't they go 3-0?
No, they didn't. They lost to the Packers opening week, opening night. They suck because, one, they can't manage to get a good coach. And then, two, they put all their eggs in the Mitchell Trubisky basket, which I didn't really think seemed like a good idea from the start. But, you know, what do I know? I mean,
you've never been a big Mitchell Trubisky guy.
Well, I mean, he played one season at North Carolina, which was not an elite school. I mean, he did well there, I guess, but I mean, it just seemed ridiculous that they traded away, like, I don't know, three other draft picks to move up from the fourth pick to the second pick just so they could make sure they got him. And, you know, everybody talks about how, like, well, they passed on Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. But, like, so did every other team. I don't even think they were drafted in the first round. But still, the fact that you moved up, you traded away more picks just to get to a guy that probably wasn't going to get picked ahead of you anyway. It was just seemed like a boneheaded move.
It was.
And I don't know. It seemed like he was coming into his own for a while last year, but this year he's gone downhill.
We already went over how your Colts blew it against the mediocre Pittsburgh Steelers, losing 26-24. Then you got the Toilet. I wasn't even aware that they were playing today. Detroit and Oakland. Oakland getting out the victor there, 31-24.
Derek Carr leading the Raiders down for the game-winning touchdown.
How about that? Another mediocre, boring team. Los Angeles, Oakland, Las Vegas Raiders.
They're 4-4.
Here's a shocker.
In playoff hopes.
Right. In overtime, the Seattle Supersonics best the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 40-34.
Yeah, Seahawks improved to 7-2. Buccaneers dropped to 2-6.
What happened? I thought that Jameis Winston guy was supposed to be the new Messiah. From he's from Ohio State, right?
No, he's from Florida State.
Right, Florida State. That's what I said.
The Ohio State guy is Dwayne Haskins for Washington.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, not yet.
Your Denver Broncos beat up your Cleveland Browns 24-19 in a thriller of shitty teams in a shitty, shitty game.
Yeah, I got an interesting story on the Browns.
Oh, do tell.
Back in the off season, before the NFL season came around, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I was saying, yeah, the Browns are going to be kind of good. And I said, you know, yeah, they're probably going to win 9-10 games at least.
Sure.
Mayfield's looking good. They got Odell. Nick Chubb's a stud. Anyway, he said, there's no way. They'll have a losing record for sure. And I said, what? And he said, yeah. He said, I'll give you over-under on Browns wins, 7.5. I said, no way. They're going to easily win more than 8 games. So I put $20 on the Browns to win 8 games. And I thought that was like the easiest money I ever made in my life.
Right.
I really thought they were going to win 10, 11 games. But hey, look at the Browns. They're 2-6. And
is it over for Mayfield?
I don't think it's over yet, but it ain't looking good. So I got to have the Browns win 6 of their last 8 games to avoid humiliatingly losing that bet.
That's an interesting story because they went out and got a lot of high-priced talent. What's-his-nuts from the Giants. They got Landry from Miami. They got the rapist from Kansas City. He's not a rapist. I'm sorry. Wife beater Hunt, that running back.
I forgot about him. Is he even playing?
I think he's going to be playing soon. And they also have, they got Chubb.
Nick Chubb, yeah.
Nick Chubb.
Georgia running back.
Yeah, what happened? They just couldn't put it together, I guess, huh? Too many big names?
I don't know. Mayfield's been bad. Early on, they were saying the offensive line was terrible, and that's why Mayfield wasn't doing well. But then you still had Nick Chubb running for like 170 yards a game here and there. So somehow he was getting through the line.
Then it's your Los Angeles Superchargers besting the Green Bay Shit Packers 26-11. There's a shocker, huh?
That was an impressive win for the Bolts.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody from Los Angeles go to the Charger games?
No.
No, I think it's about like a couple hundred people that ran a couple of buses from San Diego.
Right.
I guess they're playing in a soccer stadium for right now.
Yeah, they are. You watch any game.
I'd go if I was out there.
Well, sure. But you go out there as like a tourist, right? Not as a Supercharger fan. Because you watch those games, and there's no, I don't see any Charger fans anywhere in the stands. It's always the other, whoever they're playing against, their fans make the road trip out to the City of Angels to check it out.
Yeah, I didn't really see but a couple plays. Was that full of cheeseheads out there?
Yes. I thought the Packers were at home for a second. It was super loud with all the Mongoloid cheesehead fans. Depressing. Do you think the Superchargers stay in L.A.?
Well, I don't know. I mean, supposedly when the new stadium's done, then the people with money will plunk down a lot for season tickets. I don't know. I think it's just it's so ridiculous that they had no teams in L.A. for like 15, 20 years, and they go from 0-2 in the same year. Like, what?
Little overkill.
And, like, the Chargers probably should have stayed in San Diego. Like, I would bet that the majority of the fans, even at the new stadium, they'll probably be driving up from San Diego. But, you know, now they're in the bigger media market. Somehow they'll suck out more revenue from being in L.A., I guess, than San Diego. Because the government wouldn't build them another new stadium.
And here's a game that cost me some money. Did you get that the funds transfer on Venmo that I sent you?
I did see that pop up as a notification.
Right. The Baltimore Ravens beat the New England Patriots, who were undefeated, 37-20.
Yes.
I did not
Lamar Jackson.
See that coming. Obviously, otherwise I wouldn't have bet it. And I gave you 3 points.
Well, tough shit.
Yeah, that was the official DraftKings line that I saw on my app.
Through three quarters, that game was really close. And then New England just collapsed in the fourth.
Well, you know, Baltimore was out to the 17-0 lead. And I don't think New England never, they got close, but.
Based on what I saw tonight. The cream of the crop, or tonight, today and tonight, I mean, the cream of the crop for the AFC has got to be New England, Baltimore, and the KC Chiefs, right?
That's probably fair to say.
Let's delve into the Chiefs a little bit, because I have a few friends, including my girlfriend, that are big-time Chiefs fans. I actually went over to her house today. They're all decked out in Chiefs garb.
Jesus Christ.
Gross. I felt like an outsider with my Vikings shirt on.
That's probably it. That's about as terrible a scene as seeing a bunch of people wearing a stupid purple and yellow.
But not in Minnesota, right?
No, it looks dumb there, too.
Oh, okay.
You simple cocksucker.
Do you think the Chiefs have what it takes to get to the Super Bowl this year?
Seeing as how they have to win at New England, I'm going to say no.
Who do you think has a better chance of taking out New England? The Chiefs or your Baltimore Ravens?
I'm going to go Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, they look good. They look like world beaters.
They looked pretty good.
Yeah, they did. They shredded that New England, that vaunted New England defense.
I wonder, what about these Buffalo Bills? Are they for real?
They're the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, I know. But they're the Buffalo Bills, and they're in a really weak division, too, in that conference.
Except for the Patriots.
Well, I mean, yeah. But other than the Patriots?
They do get to play the Jets and the Dolphins twice each.
Yeah, there's four wins.
Just like the Patriots do.
Well, I know, year after year after year. How come those teams don't ever get any better?
The Jets and the Dolphins?
Right. They never get any better. And Buffalo's been horrible for, you know, how long? 25 years, right?
Yeah. Well, the Dolphins. Didn't the Dolphins make the wild card? Or?
I think they did. They got whooped up on the first round. Then you got Monday night's tilt here for week 9. Who do you like? Dallas and your New York Giants.
Where are they playing at?
They are playing in the Big Windy East. City, New York City.
Oh, East Rutherford, New Jersey?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think it's a toss-up. I mean, the Giants probably aren't as bad as their 2-6 record would indicate. You know, I guess it depends on which Cowboys team shows up. I could see the Cowboys blow them out, or I could see a close game and the Giants win.
I could see that. I could see that. I could see the Giants winning that game with that quarterback.
Jones.
Yeah, Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Daniel
Jones.
I could see him going in there and beating them.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see it. I see the. I'm not putting any money on it this time.
Okay, suit yourself.
I'm not that confident. Speaking of football, I think we got to end the show with a little bit of O.J. Simpson. Do you have anything in the old Twitter from our good friend Orenthal James Simpson?
Looks like he's talking about his fantasy football team. This isn't one of his newest ones, but
his voice,
it could be good.
Makes me laugh so hard.
Let's see what we got.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here's OJ. Looks like he's at the bar, so let's see how this
at
goes.
At the bar? Okay.
Yeah, he looks like he's at a sports bar.
Okay.
Could be his own basement. I don't know. Let's see.
Hello, Twitter world. It's yours truly here.
Twitter world.
Fantasy football, right? Look, my first round pick, they just helped off the field, Saquon Barkley. What an ankle injury. My second round pick finally just caught a pass with under 2 minutes to go in the first half, Michael Thomas. My third round pick has been, I think, escorted out of the league for improper texting, Antonio Brown. My fourth round pick retired 20 minutes after I picked him.
Got thrown out to league. Laughing. I hate him.
He's suffering.
That's the way it goes in fantasy football.
That's the way it goes.
That's the juice. This fantasy team sucks.
That's the way it goes. Sometimes you cut off somebody's head and get away with it. That's the way it goes. Comments.
Apparently, he took Antonio Brown in the third round and Andrew Luck in the fourth round.
Well, he knows what he's doing. Maybe not so much with fantasy football, but with murder. Murder, he is. He really has no peers. He knows how to get away with murder. What about the comments? There's always some funny comments.
Skeptic says that. This whole OJ thing was funny for a while, but it's starting to hurl me into a state of legitimate distress.
Uh-huh. I never get tired of these.
OJ Simpson, that name seems familiar. Wasn't he a spokesman for the Ford Bronco? Or, I don't know, a glove company or something like that?
No, that's not nice. I was innocent.
Very happy guy. Somebody that murdered people. You're a very happy guy. Somebody that murdered people.
That's a response. A guy. Yeah, you'd have to see it, but you heard it.
I heard it. He's a happy guy for having murdered people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a response that says, "Update. You know what else sucks, Juice? Blood-soaked, shrunken gloves." P.S. and 2 minute and 20 second video limits on Twitter.
Not for me. I'm verified. They know I'm the juice, so I can go over 2 minutes and 20 seconds with my great fantasy football advice.
Here's a reply. Here's some good advice for OJ. time to start slashing some players from your roster.
Oh, these are really dark. I do enjoy them, though. Is there a couple more good ones?
Kid Shrek asks, are you suffering more or less than the people you murdered?
Yeah.
And then the response to that is more. He predicts the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. That'd be horrible. But not okay. As horrible as cutting off somebody's head with a knife.
Okay, all jokes aside, OJ seems like a genuinely nice guy.
He's a fucking murderer.
here's one from Lenny Dykstra.
Ah, Lenny.
He says, you say you are suffering because your fantasy team sucks. I don't think you can be faulted for picking bad, though. Do you think that there might be some divine karma going on here? Maybe you did something earlier in life that pissed off the man upstairs and this is the result?
I don't know what Lenny's talking about. When I used to run for the Buffalo Bills, I found all the holes and I did my best. OJ left it all on the field and I left the gloves behind too.
Juice needs to cut some of his players and take a stab at a free agent.
Does he have any other videos worth playing today, tonight, whatever? Maybe one more.
Let's see.
Then we'll wrap it up.
Let's just look at what he did last.
Okay.
This is from a couple days ago.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, OJ Mahomes. Now, I know a lot of you fantasy guys out there are wondering if I'm going to play this week.
OJ Mahomes.
OJ tells me I shouldn't. He said I should wait these 10 days.
Yeah.
Get that tender ankle and that tender knee healthy.
He's got a Mahomes jersey and.
Now, I don't know if I'm going to do that.
And some sound advice. Frizzy hair. Curly. Football players have been curly hair.
This week. All day today, anyway. And one is Jamal Adams. Jamal, I know you're a little disappointed. They told you were the cornerstone and all of that, but you got to understand.
Who's Jamal Adams?
I don't know.
Joe Namath, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Joe Montana, all of those guys were cornerstones. The facts are, management is going to do what's best for them. You know what I mean? No matter what they say for you. It doesn't sound like the Jets were trying to, you know, fish you out there. They weren't using you for bait. They were just listening to what people have to say. But I like what you said. You're going to play hard for them. And guess what? Unlike when I played, you got something in your favor. Free agency. So maybe one day you'll be able to play for that team that you grew up cheering for. The other guy is Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker, fellow Iceman winner, you've dealt with the press. You know better. You know that guy did not ask you that question for an answer. He asked you that question for a reaction, and you gave him the reaction. When I was at USC, they told me, you can never win an argument with someone who buys his ink by the barrel.
You can just kill them if they don't agree with you.
Bill Belichick when it comes to your ear. When they ask a question you don't like, say, on to the next question. I'm on to the next question. On to the next question. I'm just saying, buddy. Everything's going to work out for you. It did for me. I had those first 3 years. These guys would ask me, why are you started stepping? Why are you not hitting a hole? And I'm thinking, what hole? But I couldn't say that. They say I was criticizing my lineman. My point is, move on. Just don't answer the question.
Take don't care. Tell the truth, neither. You get away with it, like the Juice did.
Let's see. Juice, your costume is a killer. Good job.
How do you think Mahomes feels about that? He's got to have heard that O.J. Simpson went as him for Halloween. I would imagine this was done around Halloween.
Yeah, this was actually on Halloween.
The Juice is going to dress up like Patrick Mahomes for Halloween. That way I'll fit in with society. They won't know it's me.
There's people arguing about... guilty versus not guilty versus innocent.
Yeah. There's some people that think he's innocent.
What?
Yeah, well, they're saying, you know, his analysis is spot on. He'd be on the pregame show if it wasn't for his legal issues.
And
somebody's like, he was found not guilty. Like, that doesn't mean he's innocent. Somebody said, Pat Mahomes could only dream of rushing for over 2,000 yards in 14 games like you. a true inspiration you are.
Pat Mahomes is a quarterback.
And that expert said, minus the whole double murder thing. Alleged.
I was found innocent. Sitting in a sports bar talking about fantasy football.
Yeah.
Amazing. Here's a comment. It never gets old.
OJ in disguise. Vegas on high alert now.
Does he live in Las Vegas?
I don't think he does now, but you know, that's where he went in to rob that guy of his old memorabilia.
Uh-huh. Ah, good old OJ. We'll have to check back in with him, but this one's getting late. What did I learn today? I don't think I learned a whole lot.
Not much.
No, we didn't learn anything today. I mean, there wasn't any groundbreaking subjects covered on this episode. I guess if I did learn anything, it's that you can't count on edibles to get you high in Denver. Apparently, don't believe the hype about edibles.
Maybe you just need to eat a lot more.
Maybe you do need to eat a lot more. I guess I learned that you got to eat a lot of edibles to get high. So take that to the bank. If you're going to Denver or one of these other forward-thinking states that made marijuana legal, you got to eat a lot of edibles to get high. Right?
I mean, a little bit doesn't seem to do it. That's all I can tell you.
No. So take Paul's advice. Eat at least 6 edibles and then you'll get high. Right?
Yeah, you can try that.
But all right, that's enough for me.
Consult your bud tender.
Absolutely. Consult your bud tender out there. And that is it. And we'll check you guys out next Monday. Don't forget Patreon, Wisecracking with Winter, Evolve Entertainment. If you need a DJ or a performer for your next event, if you're looking for a house in the Indianapolis area, look no further. Then Paul Lambie, you know him, over there at Carpenter Realty, Paul Lambie. Find him on the internet, Paul Lambie, Carpenter Realty. And that is all. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you next week. Say goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Paul.